This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The headlines. Elections to 28 seats of Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council to be held on the 13th of April. West Garo Hills District Police seized lethal weapons from vehicles and detained several persons in this connection at Araimile. Newly launched Furkating New Tintukya Railway Doubling Project set to significantly enhance rail capacity across eastern Assam. And now the news in detail. State Election Commissioner Manoj Kumar announced the schedule for elections to the 28 seats of the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council last evening. Polling for all 28 seats will be held on the 13th of April and counting of votes will take place on the 17th. The election notification will be issued today, marking the commencement of filing of nomination process. The last date for submission is 25th of March and scrutiny will take place on the 26th. The final date for withdrawal of candidature has been fixed for the 28th of March. The Model Code of Conduct has come into immediate effect in the Tripura ADC areas following the announcement of the election schedule. As per official data, the total number of voters in this year's elections stands at 9,62,697. Of these, 4,82,025 are male voters and 4,80,666 are females, and 6 belong to the third gender category. The West Garo Hills District Police seized lethal weapons from vehicles and detained several persons in this connection at Araimile in Tura on Monday night. The detained persons confessed that they were heading towards the plain belt of the district. Investigation into the matter is on. Meanwhile, curfew is relaxed in the West Garo Hills district from 6 this morning to 6 in the evening. Curfew will continue till 6 a.m. tomorrow. The district administration promulgated prohibitory orders under relevant provisions of the BNSS and the Meghalaya Maintenance of Public Order Act. The order imposes ban on carrying arms, explosives or any objects capable of causing harm. On the last day of the 7th session of the 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly yesterday, medium-term fiscal policy statement, fiscal policy strategy statement and macroeconomic framework statement and disclosure was laid on the table of the House by Chief Minister Yumnam Kim Chan Singh. The Assembly passed a sum of around rupees 1,259 crore for 7 departments for the financial year of 2026-27. The departments include Municipal Administration, Housing and Urban Development, Public Health Engineering, Vigilance and Anti-Corruption, State Excise, Sale Tax and Other Taxes, Duties on Commodities and Services, Fire Protection and Control and Home Guards. Mr. Singh, who holds the finance portfolio, tabled 7 demands for grants for discussion, which were unanimously passed following discussions and the Chief Minister's reply. The newly launched Furkating New Tintukya Railway Doubling Project is set to significantly enhance rail capacity, improve operational efficiency and strengthen connectivity across eastern Assam and adjoining regions. Northeast Frontier Railway officials informed that the project spans 194 kilometres and is estimated to cost around 3,634 crore rupees. The work is being executed in a planned and phased manner to boost connectivity across Upper Assam and neighbouring areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has laid the foundation stone for the project on the 13th of March. Sikkim Prerna Sthal is set to be inaugurated today at Bardang in the presence of Governor Om Prakash Mathur, General Officer Commanding Black Cat Division, Major General M.S. Rathor, and DGP Sikkim Police Akshay Sachdeva. In October 2023, a devastating glacial lake outburst flood struck Sikkim, causing large-scale destruction. In the same disaster, 22 Indian Army soldiers deployed on duty made the supreme sacrifice. To honour their sacrifice, Sikkim Prerna Sthal at Bardang was conceptualised under the aegis of the Governor's Secretariat and executed by the Indian Army in collaboration with Government of Sikkim. A landslide occurred at Niti Vihar in Atanagar on the 16th of March during the construction of a retaining wall. Despite swift response and efforts by the district administration, police, SDRF teams and all emergency responders, 4 lives were lost. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik and Chief Minister Pema Khandu have expressed grief over the tragic loss of lives in the landslip in the state capital. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees to be provided to the next of kin of each deceased. Additionally, 16,000 rupees will be extended to the injured as per admissibility, along with necessary medical assistance. Mizoram Home Minister K. Sapdanga has said that the government may extend the ongoing anti-drug campaign Operation Jericho beyond its March deadline. The operation was launched jointly by the State Police, Excise Department and Young Mizo Association on the 1st of September 2025 to curb drug trafficking across the border. The Home Minister conducted a high-level security assessment of Mizoram's southern border and visited India-Myanmar border at Zorchachwa in Langlai district on Saturday. He directed the Langlai Deputy Commissioner to expedite the preparation of a detailed project report for the construction of a permanent Mizoram police check post on the site. The Mizoram government requires a dedicated system to meticulously track individuals crossing the border, the Home Minister said. 7 journalists from various media houses across Nagaland are currently on a press tour to Bihar, organised by the Press Information Bureau. The initiative aims to give media professionals first-hand exposure to key government initiatives and historically significant sites in the state. On the first day of the tour yesterday, the team visited the Bihar Museum and also toured the underground Patna Metro, where officials briefed them on ongoing tunnel construction. The delegation also paid a courtesy call on Bihar Governor Syed Atta Hasnain, who highlighted the importance of knowledge and research in the age of AI. He emphasized the significance of media in smaller states like Nagaland, noting that it is a vital channel of connecting and updating people. The Arunachal Pradesh government has transferred and posted 27 senior police officers, including several from the IPS and State Police Service cadre. The transfers were ordered by the governor following a police establishment board meeting held recently. According to the notification, the reshuffle was done to streamline police administration and strengthen the law and order machinery in the state. The Assam Rifles organised a practical training visit for the students of the Burmese language course to Chongjang and Ti Mino in Manipur. The initiative brought together 50 participants in a structured exercise aimed at strengthening language proficiency through direct engagement with Burmese refugees residing in the area. The training was conducted in a controlled and supervised environment, enabling students to interact one-to-one with native Burmese speakers. A meeting of the State Telecom Disaster Coordination Committee for the Northeast License Service Area, covering Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland and Tripura, was held recently under the chairmanship of the Deputy Director General Technology, Department of Telecommunications in Shillong. The discussions focused on strengthening coordination between telecom service providers and disaster management authorities to ensure resilient and uninterrupted telecom connectivity during disaster situations. The meeting concluded with a collective commitment from all stakeholders to further strengthen telecom resilience and disaster preparedness across the Northeast region. A job fair was organised yesterday at the Shrama Bhavan premises in Agartala under the National Career Service of the Government of India. The event was conducted by the Model Career Centre and District Employment Exchange, Agartala. A total of 6 recruiting agencies had approached the Labour Commissioner, seeking permission to hire candidates for 178 vacancies. Accordingly, interviews were conducted for unemployed youth at the venue. Candidates participated in the recruitment process for various positions offered by private sector companies. Officials from the Labour Department informed that a total of 133 vacancies across private companies are expected to be filled through this job fair. Deputy Chief Minister Losi Diko informed the Assembly yesterday that the Manipur government has taken action against owners who permitted poppy cultivation on their land. The action was taken based on reports submitted by the State Home Department. Across 10 districts of Manipur, a total of 81 individuals were arrested, including 16 village chiefs, 1 landowner and 64 poppy cultivators. 44 FIRs have been registered in connection with such cases, Mr. Diko informed. And before we end the headlines once again, elections to seats 28 seats of Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council to be held on the 13th of April. West Garo Hills District Police seized lethal weapons from vehicles and detained several persons in this connection at Araimile. Newly launched Furkating New Tinsukia Railway Doubling Project set to significantly enhance rail capacity across eastern Assam. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.